Morning, Mayor. How are you?
Good. How are you, Tony?
I'm doing very well. Interesting stage with you and Tony Benavides, Dave Hollister, and Jim Crawford.
Wasn't it? It really felt good. I haven't been with those guys all in a row like that. I don't know if ever. I couldn't think of a time. Somebody said there might have been a charity event we all got to. But it was great. And to see them come forward, really to stand up for their city, to see that they're still fighting, to see that the best things happen for the city of Lansing was really heartwarming. It was great to see everybody doing well, in good spirits, and supporting this millage on May 3rd.
Well, that Tuesday millage would generate about $8.5 million for the city's general fund and would avoid the layoff of many police, firefighters, and other folks. But you're still going to have, where would the deficit stand should this pass?
Well, it's been a moving target, Tony. The budget this year is more of a moving target than ever before because of the uncertainty, not only in income and where we're going to end up with income tax and property tax, but state shared revenue. That's the big if. That's the biggest unknown is what we're going to get from the state. We've taken huge cuts, you know, about $40 million in 10 years in revenue sharing. And in 5 years, I've cut $42 million in deficit out of the budget. So I'm the best guess, the best estimate is we'll be left with an $8 to $10 million deficit if the millage passes. I'll tell you, $8 to $10 million to cut, to tackle a mountain to climb is a lot better than $20 million. So it means we'll be able to preserve the vital public services that folks have come to expect and that they deserve in terms of police and fire, in terms of response time from 911. I've said over and over, when you call 911, you're not calling the federal government, you're not calling the state capitol, you're calling us in city government, at City Hall, the 911 center. We want to make sure we can answer those 911 calls in an expeditious manner. It's always been our top priority. That's why for 5 years I've insulated police and fire. The rest of city government is 25% smaller. We've lost over 200 people that have not been replaced. We haven't had to lay off one firefighter or one police officer. And if folks pay attention to the news, they know that communities all around us already have laid off police, laid off firefighters. It's happened all over. The state is closing state police posts. We haven't lost one uniformed officer or one uniformed firefighter. We haven't laid off one since I've been mayor. In fact, we have more police on the streets, and I think that's the reason our crime is holding steady or dropping. There may be a couple categories going up, but overall, violent crime is down in Lansing. I'm very proud of that fact. I'm proud of Lansing residents. Even in tough economic times, we haven't turned on each other, and I want to see us maintain that level of protection that we've had.
Mayor, there is a committee called the No More Taxes Committee. They're urging voters to vote no, and I quote here, they say, don't trust the city with more tax money. How do you react to that?
Well, I think that's the key issue, Tony, trust. And I really believe the question is, do you trust Virge Bernero or do you trust John Pollard? If you think John Pollard knows more about city finances and you trust him to handle the future of the city, go ahead and vote no. Go with John Pollard. But if you think Virge Bernero's been doing the job, that me and my team, that we've been able to hold things together, that the quality of life in Lansing has been maintained, and you want to maintain it, and you trust me, then I hope you'll vote for the millage. And I think we've earned their trust. I've cut this budget for 5 years. I've never asked for a dime. There were people that said we should raise taxes. We're not doing this as a first resort. We're going to the voters as a last resort. I've cut. I've made efficiencies for 5 years, and I'm not done cutting. I'm not done squeezing out efficiencies because I'm still going to have an $8 to $10 million deficit. This is a question of math, too, Tony. It's a question of math. You want me to go in and cut $20 million out of the budget? I can do it. That's simple. That's no problem. I got Jerry Ambrose. I got the best there is. We'll find the cuts if we have to. But what kind of quality of life, what kind of a city will be left? I don't want to have to do that. That's why I'm delighted that the council agreed to put this on the ballot and let the voters decide. Let them look at it. And so it is a question of trust. It's a question of what kind of city that they want to have. I'm telling you, I can't do it. I've never lied to the people of Lansing. I've been honest and upfront. I'm very direct. And that's why I'm going to the public and saying, I can't do this. I can't cut $20 million and maintain the kind of quality of life that you're used to. I can't maintain the vital services that I want to. I've been able to do it for 5 years. I can't do it without your help this time.
Final question for you, Mayor. Are we coming, at least in the next year or two, where taxes are going to have to be raised, and perhaps without the blessing of the voters? The city council does have the power to do that.
They do, but they chose to put it on the ballot, and I agree with their decision to put it on the ballot. Look, this is a time when it's very difficult for everybody. People are stretching, they're reaching, they're digging into their savings, they're eliminating their 401k, what's left of it, they're trying to put food on the table. This is a controversial issue, and I appreciate the fact that the council invited the public, they invited the citizens of Lansing to the table for a discussion, to be part of this decision. It's too crucial a decision at too crucial a time, I think, for us to just say, you know, we're going to do this. We've invited the public to the table. There's a vibrant discussion and dialogue and debate happening out there. That's a key part of democracy. I trust the voters to do the right thing. And you know what, Tony? Whatever the voters say, I'm going to live with. If they tell me that's it, that's the best we can do, make it work, then I'll go in there with the meat axe and do what has to be done. But hopefully they say we can afford it. We'll pay a little bit more. Two-thirds of them are getting a tax cut anyway. I'm getting a tax cut at my house. I don't need the tax cut. I need to know that when I call 911, the police department or fire department can respond to keep my family safe. I hope they'll agree with me on May 3rd.
All right, Mayor, and I don't know why this popped into my brain, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Are you considering a run for Congress?
No. Nope. I'm considering what I need to do next to make sure that things are going well in Lansing.
All right,
and we've got some great things coming.
We appreciate your time. We'll talk with you soon.
Thanks, Tony.